Swamp. And so, this unexpected stuff that comes up, like, oh, I have a free weekend. No, you don't. There's a memorial. Oops, got to go to that. It's just life is like that. And then I started thinking, I'm really a homebody. Is anybody else a homebody? I feel really safe in my house. We talked about this a little bit before, how we take a pillow. I take a pillow with me when I travel, so do some others, that it gives me a piece of home, makes me feel safe. And then this morning I was thinking about what is it that it about home base that makes you feel safe? And some of us grew up in safe households and some of us didn't, unfortunately, but I did. And so home is what you create in your maybe your own adult place, space that wraps around you as a little sanctuary and a little cocoon and makes you feel safe. And every time I leave, it's like, being pulled away a little bit from a place that feels safe. And I continue to just, plan things and this weekend off to Russian River, didn't know it, thought I was going to be able to relax. So when Glow and Sonia said, we want to take you away for the week, I'm like, oh yeah, great. Can't tell you how much that means. But it does mean a lot. And then the next weekend I'm going down to Monterey and visiting all my Monterey friends. Woo! And also going to my niece's great niece's 2-year-old birthday party. But anyway, it's back to back to back. So when I opened up Mom's book, I don't even think I paid much attention to this one before. This little one is called Run Down. And it says, I'm just going to mute so we can. Okay. And so this one's called Run Down. I'm confident, capable, calm, and collected. So why is my life ruled by things unexpected? I don't need an assistant or secretary at large. I just have to get my battery charged. I don't think I've ever read this, and I put this book together. The other one, because I said to my sister, I feel so disconnected sometimes when I travel too much. I just start to feel disconnected. And this one says, is called Personal Puzzle. I'm confident, capable, calm, and collected. So why does my life seem so disconnected? And so anyway, a couple other thoughtful things from Mama. Coming back to the mom thing for a minute, it's ironic how many conversations I've had over the last week with young people who are making decisions about whether or not they want to be a mom. And my sister, who's 75, who's reflecting on not being a mom and saying that she never realized that, she'd think about it at this point. She knows she made the exact right choice. I would not have wanted to go down that road, she said. But at this point, and I'm watching you with your kids, she says. And so I've had all these different conversations about moms. And it's not that I brought up that it's Mother's Day, but it's just that I'm just recognizing all the little pieces that have been coming in. So in the chat box, if you have access to it, I'm going to write my mom's name, which you already know, and then I want you to type your mom's name and then a word or two that comes to mind when you think of her. So mine is Gloria, and it's unconditional love. That's just was her. If something comes to you, don't force anything. But if you want to share something about a mom or a mother figure, someone who mothered you in your life, Teresita, is that right? The answer is always love from Serena. Ellen, mom, endless, oops, Ellen, mom, more love. Sally, Helen, endless hugs. Susan, Louise, tough love. I think there are more coming. I'm not seeing them yet. David, my mother's name was Ethel. She was handsome and dressed to the nines, but you never crossed her. Got it. Yep. A lot of moms were like that. Sally, And Christmas cookies made together with love. Yeah. A lot of those great little traditions. Carol, Ursula, Nuring. Is it Tisson? I never know. Tisson or Tyson? Tisson. Adventure. Sally, lots of cookies. I think when we, say her name, it's fun to say the name. Irv, Olga, Ellen's mom, and my aunt, and my second mom always. Oh, I get it. Cousins? Your cousins? Wow. I mean, maybe I missed that. Okay. Catherine. Marie Paris. I'm trying to say it like with a French accent. I'm sure I didn't get it right. Perrier? I don't know. A strong warrior for her family. Kerrigan, mom's name Chris, dedicated and loyal. Jenny Mae, Evelyn, full of good common sense and super fun. Wow. Did we get everybody? Did I get everybody? One new Ellen Hart. Love. I think we got everybody. John, did I get you? Or were you able to type something? John, Lenore, gentle to the bone. Aw, let's just savor all this right now and really just honor right now, and also maybe in our meditation, the essence of these moms. However they brought us up, whatever their predominant style was, they chose that, or that's what they knew. They did what they knew how to do. Many of these moms married and had babies super young, so what the heck did a lot of them know? And so let's just honor whatever they did, however they did it. And if there are some things that we'd even like to entertain forgiveness for or acceptance of, maybe we could bring that into our meditation as well. Because we just never know. Sometimes when we have really close relationships with our parents, we assume that's how everybody did it. And then the more we know and the more people we meet and get close to, we realize, oh, that's not always the case. So however it is, somehow we came into this world through somebody, and then somebody else brought us up and trained us, hopefully, and taught us lessons and whatnot. So let's let the energy of, oh, you know what? Livy Bear just left yesterday morning. And let me see where she put Grandma's bowl, singing bowl. Hold on one second here. I know it's close. Got it. Okay. She l loves it. Loves, loves, loves it. Okay. So, any other words before we do a practice today? Anything else that's top of mind about mother or nurturing or anything like that? Okay. Okay, so as we go into a practice today, a little bit maybe of guidance in the very beginning that is maybe a bit of a reflection. Some have really sharp memories of their earlier lives, and some do not so much. Some people don't want to, some people do. And I remember one workshop retreat that I went to, and when guided about parental stuff, I thought it was gentle and kind that the person guiding invited memories of. Do you remember being held? Do you remember being this? Do you remember being that? And then they said, and if you don't, is it possible you could picture yourself being held and treated the way that you would have loved to, or that perhaps you have been able to do with others in your life? And I thought that was really a nice expansion, expanded way. Because again, we don't all have the same memories when we're reflecting. Glow called me from Salesforce Tower yesterday and she said, "Hi, Mom, I'm in the reflection room." And I was like, okay, either that's a room with all mirrors on the walls, or it's a meditation space with a cool name. So let's maybe link up to this idea of reflection. Also know that my internet has been really spotty and I don't know why. If by any weird chance something happened, that's just why. Okay, I thought I would say that earlier, but I just did. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to this time that we spend together and sometimes just float out a flavor. And today's flavor, as you settle into a posture and maybe close your eyes, today's flavor is all about whatever the essence of mom means to you. And remember, there's a much more expanded version of mom when you think of Mother Earth and you think of creation itself. And if you follow that line that you might be able to visualize right now, of everything that you might witness in one given day that's about creation or birth or rebirth. You might think about from the very first gray light that you might see in the morning, and then the sun coming up, if you can see it, if it's not obscured. It's like this creation of a new day. Every day that shows up, it's like it's being born for you. And then think about the sun and what it does to enliven all of those little creatures, plant life, animal life, sea life, human life, everything that inhabits this earth and is woken up by the sun, put back to rest at the end of the day, has an opportunity to grow during that day and exchange love and emotion and everything else in between. As you sit in the midst of this present moment at the beginning of this practice, is it possible that you can take yourself way back, as far back as it takes, to picture little you? You might bring up a picture, literally a picture that you have seen of yourself. Or maybe you can actually picture a memory. I can actually picture a memory of myself looking in the mirror. I can picture that little girl. Can you, or can you picture yourself at whatever young age you can imagine? Maybe you can pick up on the innocence and the playfulness and the openness. Maybe you can pick up on other things that maybe were happening at a young age. Maybe there was fear. Maybe there was trepidation. And as long as you're safe with that memory, you can revisit it. And otherwise, perhaps as I mentioned before, maybe you can remember what it was like to be held or touched or loved. Or maybe you conjure up a sense of being held in the exact way that you know would make you feel safe and protected. A process of revisiting those places and spaces that make us feel safe. Or creating a visual of something that brings the essence of safety and security to us, and using it when feelings come in for us, where suddenly I don't feel safe. I'm feeling disconnected. Maybe we can close our eyes in those moments, come right back to this visual that we can draw up or we can create. Perhaps there's been a recent time when you've either sat in a rocking chair, rocked a young one, or just held yourself in a way sometimes where you find automatically you're rocking back and forth. And where does that come from? And just that sense of the little mantra, rock, rock, rock. And know that that motion, maybe for you, is very visceral. Maybe you can feel that that is meant to soothe. If it's easy for us, can we just bask for a moment in what it feels like to have motion or to have a memory or to create something that makes us feel safe in a world that sometimes doesn't. Now, if you've already let go of this vision of you as a younger you, could you bring that back for a second? However it is, whatever age or stage this little person that's you is, could you just look at that little baby or that little person in the eyes? And let's just do that little four phrase. Loving kindness. May I be happy. As you look at this little person, may I be happy. All the moments of joy and bliss and happiness and lightness. Just like a baby mostly does. May I be healthy. May I be strong. This little person. Strong and able to really just conquer the world. Wishing for this little version of you, may I be safe and secure in all my environments. And wishing for this younger version of you, may I know and practice and understand peace, peace that I can cultivate on the inside. I wonder if it's possible for you to. Put this little person that you might be looking at right now right on your lap. Can you visualize holding this little person? And if it feels okay, wrapping your arms right around that little person. Feel that connection. And let that little person wish for you, this adult you, right now, right here in this moment. May I be happy. May I know more of those moments of that kind of bliss carefree, worry-free, if that was the case. And if not, maybe perhaps imagining that. May I be healthy. May I have the strength of having a young, strong body. May I, in my adult space, be safe and secure in all my environments, with all my people. And then may I know, practice, cultivate, spread peace every day, every moment, as much as I can remember. May I be happy and healthy and safe and at peace. Hey, you can keep holding this little one if you want, or you can just let go, let them go on their way, and just settle in and come to your breath. Where is it right now? Let it be natural. Know that this is how this life began. Notice the breath as it rolls in, so automatic, so natural. And it rolls out with this essence of cleansing. Breathing in, breathing out. Imagine the breath wave not stopping at the lungs. Visualize this wave, just like for some of you see every day at the ocean. And visualize this wave as it rolls in and let it keep on rolling all the way through the extremities, all the way through the torso, down through the legs, all the way to the toes. It rolls in and brings new life, rebirth, every breath. And then as that exhale comes, whenever it comes, it's like shedding, getting rid of, taking away, cleansing whatever is old and stale, whatever's imbalanced or ill. Let it be healing, this next breath that shows up. Wave rolls in, healing energy. Touching into every space, especially those that need it most. Rolling back out again. Taking away and letting go what you don't need anymore. Have reverence, rejoice this breath right here. Whoever gave birth to us made this so. On the next breath, just allow for some observation of the outside, external of the body all the way to the internal. And if you can, just allow this next breath to just let the body go and just relax. And with your eyes still closed or lowered, and as we come to the end of this practice, let us take away today and maybe keep it rolling for this next week, this essence of rebirth. And every single moment is a rebirth and a new beginning and an opportunity to make the best possible empowering choices for yourself and others. Okay, we did it. Big old check mark on that one. So thank you very much for coming this week. I'm going to be back here next week. Oh my gosh, it's good. It will be my anniversary. And I'm just going to say up front, come prepared to talk about love or relationship. Let's do it. Love all of you. I'm gonna stay on with David and do a little quickie mala. If you want to do that, otherwise, mwah. That's what I do with Liv.
Thank you for getting us thinking about our moms. This was such a special time. And you know, I've been thinking a lot about my mother-in-law because that's what we do on Mother's Day. But just to really think back to how amazing my mom was, it was just so good.
You're welcome. Part the other stuff and get ourselves kind of submersed in a little bit of that richness. So,
yeah. And I'm Bella's mom.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I should have mentioned pets, you know. Yeah, pet parents. Yeah. All right, everybody. Love you.
Milo's here.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Bella. Attack.
That's Bella's boyfriend.
Woo! Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Milo. Okay. Hold on. Sorry.
That's all right.
It's 8:30, right on the dot.
Bye, sweetie. All right. John, are you able?
I have to run away, guys.
That's okay.
Yeah, now I have to run away.
Dave and I will do this, and we'll think about you as we do it.
Have fun.
Okay, and we'll think about you. Okay.
Love you.
Thank you, Cassie.
You're welcome.
Bye, love you both. Bye.
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 Okay, David, I'm going to stop the recording part.
Oh, yeah, right.